Welcome to Brain Lady Speaks with Julie Anderson on the Lessons in Joyful Living Radio Network. Julie Brain Lady Anderson is considered to be one of the nation's top experts on the brain-personality connection. She has been inspiring her audiences to fire up their brains and ignite positive changes in their relationships. And now she is here to bring that knowledge to you. The information she shares will help those who hear it to accelerate their success in life and business through the discovery of their natural gifts and maximizing their brain power. When you learn to tap into the potential of your natural gifts and the power of the brain-mind connection, there is no limit to what you can accomplish. Today and every Wednesday on Brain Lady Speaks, you'll explore the latest findings to see how they have practical application in your life. And now, get ready to join Julie Anderson on Brain Lady Speaks on the Lessons in Joyful Living Radio Network. Take it away, Julie.
It's the Fitness Minute with fitness expert Annette Hammond.
With Thanksgiving upon us, Weight Watchers offers tips so you can enjoy the holiday without guilt and without a feeling as though you're competing with the turkey in the stuffed steaks.
Welcome to Brain Lady Speaks with Julie Anderson on the Lessons in Joyful Living Radio Network. Julie Brain Lady Anderson is considered to be one of the nation's top experts on the brain-personality connection. She has been inspiring her audiences to fire up their brains and ignite positive changes in their relationships. And now she is here to bring that knowledge to you. The information she shares will help those who hear it to accelerate their success in life and business through the discovery of their natural gifts and maximizing their brain power. When you learn to tap into the potential of your natural gifts and the power of the brain-mind connection, there is no limit to what you can accomplish. Today and every Wednesday on Brain Lady Speaks, you'll explore the latest findings to see how they have practical application in your life. And now, get ready to join Julie Anderson on Brain Lady Speaks on the Lessons in Joyful Living Radio Network. Take it away, Julie.
Welcome back. Well, hello, hello, hello. Welcome to the Brain Lady Speaks radio show here in the beautiful month of November. It is just gorgeous outside. Beautiful fall day. I hope it's beautiful where you are. And we are actually, we're right in the middle, smack in the middle of November. Well, I shouldn't say in the middle. We got a little bit to go. It's the 9th, still in the beginning of the month, I guess. But it is beautiful. Enjoying the changes in the weather. Enjoying the chilly morning air. Just got back from a bit of a vacation spent on the East Coast. So I'm out here in California. And we spent a week or so out in North Carolina, which was very interesting. My husband was out there, lived out there for about 11 years of his life, from the mid-1970s to the mid-1980s. And we got to see some of his old friends from back there and enjoy things there. And boy, their weather's just a little bit different. We had beautiful weather the whole time, but oh my goodness, their variance in temperature from the 60s during the day all the way down into the high 20s and low 30s during the night. So it was a little bit different for me. But I'm back here in sunny California enjoying being home. I have to apologize right off the bat. I've got a little bit of a cold going on here. You know how traveling wears you out. And I contacted a little something. So if I'm a little congested, I apologize for that. We'll have to bear with me through the show this morning, but I appreciate you being here. We've got some fun topics to talk about. Our topic for today is going to be based on the time of year it is. You know, what time of year it is? Well, we're moving into the holidays here in just a few weeks. We're going to, many, many people are going to be celebrating the fall holidays, the winter holidays, Thanksgiving, Christmas. And there's a lot of stresses that come along with that. So the topic is how to survive the holidays and no one gets hurt. So you know I'm all about the brain-personality connection. I'm all about understanding people and what makes them tick. And I'm all about having a healthy, happy brain and maintaining a healthy, happy life through dealing with stress. And these are some of the topics that really come up during this time of year. It tends to be a very stressful time of year, as well as a very, for some people, there's a huge amount of depression that goes on during this time of year, either due to isolation or, different, perhaps missing a loved one that is no longer with them, all kinds of different things. So we're going to talk on some of the topics of how to get through this time of the year without, going for the jugular of one of your relatives or family members as you get together during these times, how to deal with just the stresses that come along with preparing for this time of year. And then, if you are, if you do tend to suffer depression, if you do tend to have that affect you during this time of year, how to deal with that. So that's what we're going to be talking about today. I thought it was a pretty timely topic, because of going into this season of the year, at least in the United States. This is something that affects a lot of individuals. All right, so let's get into that. Let's start off with what I love to talk about so much, and that is the brain. Let's talk a little bit about the brain-personality connection. What is the first tip? So I'm going to give you tips as we go through this. So the first tip that I want you to really take to heart is to understand best way to deal with the other people who you're going to be encountering during this time of the year is to understand their BPC or their brain personality connection. This is really, really important in every single relationship in your life, every single situation in your life. When you take to heart the brain personality connection and the different the different dynamics that you're going to deal with, it is honestly much more helpful to survive this time of the year. So if you go back and in different shows that I've done in the past or over on my website on yourbestmindonline.com, you'll see a lot of information regarding the brain personality connection and exactly what that is. But in short, science helps us to see, helps us to understand the reason behind what makes people tick. Now, they don't know 100%, and there isn't ever going to be 100% clear understanding of what makes a person tick, because a big facet of who we are and why we do things the way that we do is what is connected to our life experiences. And those life experiences are uniquely yours, and the way that your brain processes those life experiences are uniquely yours and is uniquely the other person's. So there's no way to 100% always explain out everything that makes, that causes a person to do what they do. However, neuroscience has definitely aided us and assisted us in understanding so much more about what makes people tick from a biochemical point of view, from a brain wiring point of view. And just to give you, the little tidbits of that, we have five main facets, what I like to call five main facets to our brain personality connection. And I explain them as follows. There is the nurture. So this is how you were raised, who raised you, what was the cultural influences, what traumatic experiences you may have had or a person may have had. What are the things that affect them throughout their life in terms of their developing their self-esteem and the way that they interact with other people? Okay, that's huge. Nurture is huge. However, that is only one side of the coin. So that is the first of five facets. The other four facets are directly connected to your chemical or the brain wiring, the neuronal wiring in your brain. And this has to do, really, scientists are finding out that this has to do so much with your DNA structure. And that DNA structure is affected to some extent in utero by external forces, what you may have been exposed to while your brain was developing, while your mother was pregnant with you. But more importantly, the actual DNA wiring. So what did the DNA say that your brain was going to be gifted at and not gifted at? And those four factors are your gender. So male, female, if the Y chromosome is present, that brain gets a chemical bath that changes that, innately female brain into a male brain, and that changes the way you interact and the way you process information. There is your communication style, sensory modality, as I like to call it, your auditory, visual, or kinesthetic. In preference, you may be very good at all of them, but in general, pretty much everyone has one of those that their brain processes incoming data most efficiently and more efficiently and effectively than the other ones. There is your introversion, extroversion, ambiversion level. So this is how much external stimulus does your brain want or prefer to have at any given point in time to function at its peak. And that is very important, and it does have a lot to do with and a lot to affect this time of year. It really does. I'll explain that more as we go along in the show. And then there is your brain quadrant dominance, one of the most fascinating facts or parts. Dr. Richard Heyer out of the Bay Area of California has done a lot of research on this. You've heard me mention his name in the past. And this is out of the four main quadrants of the brain, two on the left and two on the right. Which are the ones that you spend the least amount of energy to work out of? It literally up to possibly up to 100th the amount of energy to work there. And in doing so, it gives you the ability to just be better at certain things and to look at things and view things and process things differently than the other three quadrants out of your one main quadrant. So a lot to think about there when we talk about the brain personality connection. You've got these different factors and these different facets that create the people that you're interacting with. And oftentimes you will run into individuals that are completely opposite of your brain personality connection. And so the way that they interact and the way that they do things is going to be foreign to you. You may not understand it because it's completely different than the way that your brain processes. So we're going to talk about that when we come back from our first break here in a little bit more detail. And I'm going to give you an example of something that my wonderful sister did to me once. And I may have shared this story before on the show, but it's kind of a cute one. It always gets giggles because it really illustrates well how the different opposing brain personality connections work. So get comfortable, get a little something to drink, stretch a little bit, and get ready to join me back after the break on the Brain Lady Speaks radio show when we are talking about how to survive this time of the year so no one gets hurt.
With her thorough understanding of brain chemistry, Julie Anderson provides you with tools and processes that will change your life in a positive way. Julie uniquely blends science and psychology when she shares her knowledge and information with businesses, entrepreneurs, women's groups, and families to improve workplace morale and productivity, parents creating dynamic relationships with their children, and women achieving more in life and business. Julie Anderson will be right back with Brain Lady Speaks on the Lessons in Joyful Living Radio Network.
Hey there, it's Christine Gallagher from She'sGotClients.com. I'm really excited to share with you the first annual Get Clients Online giveaway. I have gathered a spectacular group of contributors who are providing you with amazing gifts that will help you get cash flow and clients in less time online. So I've teamed up with more than 50 other business industry leaders to bring you templates, checklists, and other valuable goodies to grow and scale a sustainable business that brings you more income with less effort. So all you need to do is head over to getclientsonlinegiveaway.com, put your name and email address in, and you'll get instant access to more than 50 free business building tools, templates, products, and services, including Facebook funnel templates, LinkedIn cheat sheets, sales scripts, and so much more. That's getclientsonlinegiveaway.com. Head over there and enjoy your free gifts.
Congratulations on being the proud owner of an adorable, soft, cuddly, sweet-smelling, smiling, cooing, hungry, tired, gassy, screaming little bundle of joy. So now what? Where's the owner's manual for this thing? Where are my instructions? Right here. It's Baby and Toddler Instructions with Blythe Lipman on toginet.com. Infant care specialist Blythe Lipman has worked with babies for over 20 years and works extensively with new parents, providing workshops, in-home visits, tips, and daily phone calls to ease those frazzled nerves. With baby and toddler instructions, you can get the advice you need on how to survive and enjoy your baby's first year. For more information on Blythe and how she can help you, go to babyinstructions.com. From 32 ways to stop a baby from crying to 14 ways to get a baby to eat and so much more, it's Baby and Toddler Instructions with Blythe Lipman on TogiNet.com.
Welcome back to Brain Lady Speaks on the Lessons in Joyful Living Radio Network. By including the latest scientific research on the brain-personality connection, Julie Brain Lady Anderson provides her clients with the all-important why behind what people do and how they think. The information she shares will help those who hear to accelerate their success in life and business through the discovery of their natural gifts and maximizing their brain power. Here again is your host, Julie Anderson, with Brain Lady Speaks on the Lessons in Joyful Living Radio Network.
Welcome back. Welcome back to the show. I hope you're comfortable and ready to go. Get your pen and paper out, unless, of course, you're listening to this later on as you're driving. don't want you to get in an accident. To get some tips about how to survive the holidays so that no one gets hurt. we talked before the break about the brain-personality connection, a little bit behind that, and what that technically is. So now I'm going to give you a couple of examples of things that have happened in my personal life and my personal interaction with my family members that have really just driven home to me the importance of understanding this information and really applying it in your life for better understanding of your friends and family. So one example that I want to share with you is with my sister, Chris. So I have a little bit about my family dynamics. I am one of five children, and we're all girls. I am right in the middle. However, really, technically, when I talk about birth order in the brain, I am really the baby because I was the baby for 11 years. My mom had my oldest sister 4 years before me, then a second daughter 2.5 years before me, and then me. And then she waited 11 years. Almost 11 years, 10 years and 4 months, or 10 years and 10 months, I think. So about 11 years between me and my next sister, and then 14 years between me and my last sister. So we have quite the interesting dynamics, of course, all girls, which creates even more interesting dynamics, right? And then in terms of my nieces and nephews, I have three nephews now. My younger sister has two twins that are 4 years old and one boy, one girl. So I have three nieces and three nephews. My older nieces, who are in their 30s now, we used to all get together, my sisters and we've always gone out and done family gatherings. And one day my older sister, Chris, or should I leave her name? Okay. We're just going to just pretend you didn't hear her name. You know, we'll erase her name. no, I'm sure she's fine with it. If not, I'll hear about it later. Right. Anyways, we're out shopping and I'm with her and her daughter. And this was probably goes back, oh, I don't know, maybe 10, 12 years ago. We're going through the mall. We're sitting, had done some clothing shopping. We're sitting down to have lunch, and we're kind of reminiscing about how the clothing styles, it's just so funny. It always shocks me how these clothing, really, there's no new clothing style, right? It just repeats every 20 years. It goes back to where it was, you know, a little bit different in some of the accents, but in general, you know, bell bottoms pop up every 20 years. You may call them boot cuts 1 year, but really in effect, that's what it was back in the 70s, right? And at any rate, my sister and I are reminiscing about how the clothes that we were shopping for that day were very similar to the clothes that we wore back in high school. And I made the comment that if I would just lose about 40 pounds, 50 pounds, I could pull out all those clothes that I have stored under the bed that I used to wear when I was 20 years old. I could pull them all out. I could wear them again, and they would be in style. No one would know the difference, and I wouldn't have to spend a penny, right, because the clothing styles had come back and had cycled back around. Well, my sister looked straight at me, not even missing a beat. See if you can relate to this. Not even missing a beat, she looks right at me and she says, Julie, get rid of those clothes because you're never going to lose the weight. Now, for those of you, don't drive off the road. Don't, you know, big, deep gasp if you're a woman, because instantly, you know, my feeling was to go for her throat, right? But thankfully, I had this information, and I tell people that because I had the brain personality connection information, it saved her from a trip to the ER and me from a night in jail, right? Because I was able to calm that instant reaction that I had of wanting to respond to her and telling her, well, how dare you, or slapping her silly, right? I'm bigger than her. I could take her. anyways, you know, it stopped me from doing that because I understood that the way her brain processes information, in terms of brain personality connection, she is what I call the visual boss. Okay, so the visual boss is someone who is very visual in their way of thinking. That's their sensory modality. However, their brain quadrant dominance, the portion of their brain, one of those, you know, four DNA factors, is the front left portion of the brain. And this is the portion of the brain that is highly responsible for inductive, deductive, fact-based reasoning. Okay, do you understand that? Inductive, deductive, fact-based reasoning. So her brain works similar to a computer. You type in the facts, and it gives you a very fact-based answer. So when you look at the statistics, okay, the size I was at age 20, I was small. I had not delivered three children, one of those children being almost 10 pounds. My youngest was 9 pounds, 14 ounces. I am not the same. My body structure is not the same as it was at age 20. Now, yes, I could lose the weight. However, for her brain, it was just punching in the statistics. Statistically speaking, women who battle their weight, women who have given birth to three children, one of them being rather large, are not going to get at 40, be able to fit into those same clothes that they were in at 20. Does that make sense? So for her brain, it was just the facts in, the facts out, inductive, deductive reasoning. I do not believe in my heart. I have never felt in my heart that she was trying to be mean to me, that she was trying to offend me in any way, shape, or form, right? She was just saying things as they are. She was just saying things the way her brain processed that information. And it made perfect sense to her. You know, no big deal. No big deal. It's just what it was. So for her, her brain processed in that way. My brain processed completely different because I'm the innovator. And in the innovator brain, anything can happen, right? We can do anything in the innovator brain, which is the front right portion of the brain. Anyway, so that's one family story that helps you to understand that in this type of situation, it was just the way her brain was processing. All right. How many times have you been in that situation with a family member? And how many times has that type of a situation happened during a family gathering, perhaps around this time of the year, right? You have that one family member or those couple of family members that they always tend to be what you might say blunt or tactless. And they just say things without really thinking about the emotion that's attached to that. They could very possibly be the boss brain quadrant dominance. They could be those left brainers, those individuals who are such strong left brainers. They're just stating things as they are. Now, the thing that's interesting about that is because the left brain does not have, when you look at the right side of the brain, the right hemisphere of the brain and the left hemisphere of the brain, the right hemisphere of the brain has many more neural connections to the emotion center. So right brainers, pardon me. I knew that was going to happen. Told you I had a cold. Right brainers tend to experience more emotion, feel more emotion, display more emotion because they're literally connected to the emotion center deeper than left brainers are. They just have many more neural connections. So you get a left brainer that walks in and makes a comment about the food being dry or the food not having taste, or perhaps the decorations being too bland, it could be that they're just the left brainer. It doesn't necessarily mean that they're attacking you or they're, you know, deliberately trying to hurt your feelings. That was the situation with my sister. She wasn't attacking me. She wasn't deliberately trying to hurt my feelings. That wasn't her motive at all. She was actually thinking, hey, I'm going to, you know, her brain was just like, you know what, this is the way things are. And, you know, here, help a sister out. Don't, you know, you can use that, all that storage space for something else. So try, that's the first thing that I really want you to understand, is that a lot of people just, their brain just processes differently. And so things that you might do, and this can happen with cultures. If you have people who have married into your family and perhaps they're a completely different culture, so things that they did around this time of the year may, or the way that they had their family gatherings may be completely different than the way that you had your family gatherings. And for that reason, their processing, their opinions are just, that's just the way their brain looks at it. Okay. So try to look at that and realize, tell yourself often and acknowledge in these types of situations that it's not necessarily these individuals trying to be mean. It's not necessarily them trying to hurt your feelings. It could just simply be that that's the way their brain processes. All right. That's the way that their brain works best. Now, I've got another experience with another one of my sisters that I think is applies to this time of the year as well, or applies to these types of situations fairly well. And I will share that after break, because we're going to get ready to go to break here in just about a minute. But I want you to be thinking about that during the commercial break. I want you to be thinking, okay, are there situations that I've experienced with different family members that maybe it has to do with this factor? Maybe it has to do with the fact that their brain is just not my brain, or their culture is just not my culture. And for that reason, situations that may have happened in the past, if they come up again in the future, then I can deal with it better by just simply saying, that's okay. That's the way their brain processes, and it's different than mine. That's the way I survive my sister sometimes, you know, big families can be challenging, right? Okay, well, we are getting ready to go out to another break. Get up, stretch, take a deep breath, and join me back after break on the Brain Lady Speaks radio show, when we are talking about how to survive this time of year so no one gets hurt.
With her thorough understanding of brain chemistry, Julie Anderson provides you with tools and processes that will change your life in a positive way. Julie uniquely blends science and psychology when she shares her knowledge and information with businesses, entrepreneurs, women's groups, and families to improve workplace morale and productivity, parents creating dynamic relationships with their children, and women achieving more in life and business. Julie Anderson will be right back with Brain Lady Speaks on the Lessons in Joyful Living radio network.
If you're ready for a big change in your work, your career, your happiness, your life, it's time for the Million Dollar Mindset with Marla Tabaka. Monday afternoons at 2, 1 Central on TogiNet.com. Marla believes that with the right mindset, anything is possible. Join us as successful life coach Marla Tabaka inspires you and her clients to explore, discover, and live your dreams by developing what she calls the Million Dollar Mindset. Marla will inspire you to take action on your dreams and reveal secrets to success that will help you realize your own unique power. Tune into the Million Dollar Mindset for heartwarming stories with Marla Tabaka. Learn tips and tricks to building a successful business and unlock the secrets to creating a happier, more balanced life through abundant thinking and attraction power. For more information on the Million Dollar Mindset, go to our website, MarlaTabaka.com. That's MarlaTabaka.com. It's the Million Dollar Mindset with Marla Tabaka. Monday afternoons at 2, 1 p.m. Central on TogiNet.com.
Welcome back to Brain Lady Speaks on the Lessons in Joyful Living radio network. By including the latest scientific research on the brain-personality connection, Julie Brain Lady Anderson provides her clients with the all-important why behind what people do and how they think. The information she shares will help those who hear to accelerate their success in life and business through the discovery of their natural gifts and maximizing their brain power. Here again is your host, Julie Anderson, with Brain Lady Speaks on the Lessons in Joyful Living Radio Network.
Welcome back to the show. We are here discussing the how to survive this time of year so that no one gets hurt. And I had shared a family experience, and I want to get – there's several things I still want to get to on the show. But I did say I wanted to share a second family experience because I think it's very important in understanding other people and their feelings. So the first example that I shared with you was, you know, my feelings could have easily gotten hurt. So I want you to understand that you can – protect yourself and your own feelings by keeping this fact in mind, keeping the brain personality connection and different personality dynamics in mind. The next one is to think about the other person. And this has to do with another one of my sisters. So as I mentioned, I have this large family, and oftentimes my four sisters, myself, my mom, and my two nieces who were around at the time would go away for weekends. And we'd normally go out to the Bay Area and we'd spend a weekend together and we'd just laugh and play games and have fun and do some, you know, girl bonding time. And inevitably, so we've got a family that's made up of a fair amount of us extroverts. So this is another portion of the brain personality connection. We were talking about, the brain quadrant dominance before the break. But now I'm going to talk about the introversion, extroversion, ambiversion level, which is one of those four DNA wiring type things. And we'll get together and we'll be playing games, and we've got a handful of extroverts, and extroverts tend to overwhelm the introverts occasionally from time to time. I might do that. I don't know. It might happen. but one of my younger sisters now, Tara, she is definitely on the introverted side, and I am, and several of my sisters are on the extroverted side, and my nieces as well. And inevitably, we would always wind up playing games, and we'd be sitting around the table, and we'd play games, and of course, we'd wind up getting a little bit on the loud side and having some fun there. And after one or two games, Tara would always get up from the table and walk over and sit in the corner. And we oftentimes, and I think I've shared this story before in the past as well, so bear with me here, because the application is really important under the situation, the topic of this show. Oftentimes she would do this. She would go over to the corner, and for the most part, we would look at that situation as her being a party pooper, her being not wanting to play. She was just, you know, a spoiler, so to speak. Once I learned this information, it hit me. Oh, my goodness. We are so overwhelming her introverted brain. That's what was happening. She's also auditory, which means her communication style, her sensory modality, the way her brain processes information most efficiently and effectively is based on sound. So here you've got a bunch of extroverted, loud people overwhelming this introverted person who's most sensitive on their auditory sense. And it was like, I get it now. I got it. All of a sudden it hit me. This is why Tara would get up and walk away. It wasn't ever that she didn't want to be a part of the team. It wasn't ever that she didn't want to, you know, have fun with us or play the games with us. It just was simply that it became too much stimulation for her brain. And her reticular activating system kicked in gear and said, whoa, get away from this situation. There's too much going on. The amygdala said, flee, you know, get away, protect your brain. So it had to do with us stepping on her brain personality connection. So keep that in mind as well. Sometimes when someone in a situation is acting aloof or they pull away from you, it could be that you have done something to them. Completely innocently, my sisters and I were not in any way, shape, or form trying to attack Tara. That was never the case. We wanted her to be there and be a part of what we were doing. It's just that our actions in and of themselves, unknown to us at the time, were bothering and hurting her brain. So that's something else to keep in mind, not just how someone might offend us, or offend or step on our brain personality connection, but how we might do that to somebody else completely innocently. I mean, how many times is there a conflict between family members and neither one really meant to hurt the other one's feelings? It just happened based on misunderstandings, or it happened based on you just trying to be yourself around them and them trying to be themselves around you. And your brain personality connections are just so completely opposite that that didn't work. So that's really the first big key that I want you to understand about surviving this time of year, is take into consideration the brain personality connection. Don't take offense to everything that is said and done, because if someone makes a negative comment about the decorations, if someone makes a negative comment about the food or the way you did something or said something, it doesn't always mean they're attacking you. It could simply mean that the way their brain perceives, perceives that situation is so completely different than the way your brain perceives that that situation, that it's just their opinion. It doesn't matter. It doesn't put a value on you as a person. It's just simply their opinion. It's the way their brain processes versus the way your brain processes. And neither one is necessarily wrong. You can disagree completely. And it does not mean that you're wrong, and it does not mean that they're wrong. It just simply means it's two completely different views, right? Okay. So that's the first thing. That's the first thing that I really want you to understand. The second thing that I really want you to deal with, and I hope I'll have enough time on the show to cover all of this, is just how to deal with the holiday stress. Now, there is a lot of depression that takes place. Statistically, this is a very high time of year for depression, for suicides. There are individuals who feel very socially isolated during this time of the year. Perhaps they don't have, perhaps they don't have a large social circle. I'm trying to keep my whistle there. I apologize for that break there. Maybe they don't have a lot of opportunities to interact with other people. And it's a time of year that is very stressful for individuals who, this is a time of year when there just seems to be a lot of that going on. A lot of people feel that being alone, a lot of people feel isolated. So it lends to a lot of depression. With that in mind, those are things to watch for within yourself. How are you feeling? How are you dealing with it? There's also a ton of just everyday stress, a lot of just stress about just getting things together, right, for this time of year. How are you dealing with putting everything in and getting people together for get-togethers, for the shopping, for the finances, for I'm just having a hardest time all of a sudden, for everything that is going on during this time of year. It really does bring up a lot of stress. So there's some tips that I want to share with you about how to deal with all of that and how to maintain happiness, because you really don't want to lose that during this time of year, or lose it ever, or lead to, you know, there's so many times that I've talked about the effect that stress has on your brain and how important it is to not be overly stressed, not be full of a lot of negative things for being able to not reduce your immune system and get sick based on a lot of these things that might happen and a lot of the stresses that you might go through, because that stress, it affects the brain in a huge way, right? So we want to be able to deal with that as well. So with that in mind, here's some here are some great tips that I want you to remember and that I want you to think about and be prepared for. So first, be prepared for those individuals that you know you're going to be interacting with. Remind yourself that it's them, their opinion. It doesn't necessarily mean you're wrong. So go into situations knowing that it's not all about you. Someone may say something, someone may do something, but it really doesn't matter. It's not all about you. It's their opinion. It's their way of doing something. And if you prepare your brain this way, you prepare your mindset, that's going to be helpful when those situations occur. The second that I really want you to think about is kind of really be kind to yourself. Don't overextend yourself. Try to budget your brain energy. Try to budget your emotional energy. I am so sorry. Budget that emotional energy so that you're not so overextended that you cannot deal with these situations. So how can you set in motion and plan to do things for yourself to be able to deal with that stress? So have this kind of laid out ahead of time. Calendar in those things that are going to refill your energy, your brain energy bank, that are going to help you to deal with those stresses in a way that you need to, so that you can give more and be more that you have to be during this time of year. Perhaps it is putting into the schedule, making those appointments for a pedicure or a spa massage or maybe even a spa day, you know, the week after a big get together. How can you schedule something to help you deal with those stresses and help you to manage that periodically throughout the time of the year? You know, how can I schedule things throughout to make that de-stress time that will help your brain to just kind of help your brain to relax your stress level and to just get through that time better. You will thank yourself, and everyone in your family will thank yourself. All right, we're going to head out to a break and join me back on the Brain Lady Speaks for the Internet.
With her thorough understanding of brain chemistry, Julie Anderson provides you with tools and processes that will change your life in a positive way. Julie uniquely blends science and psychology when she shares her knowledge and information with businesses, entrepreneurs, women's groups, and families to improve workplace morale and productivity, parents creating dynamic relationships with their children, and women achieving more in life and business. Julie Anderson will be right back with Brain Lady Speaks on the Lessons in Joyful Living Radio Network.
Did Scotch tape originate in Scotland? Nope. The popular gift wrapping tape was actually developed right here in the United States. In 1926, the Minnesota Mining and Manufacturing Company, 3M, was being a bit rapacious, trying to save a little scratch or money, and started using a cheaper adhesive on their sticky tape. A Detroit automaker ordered some of this newer, cheaper tape to use for spray painting auto bodies. But the automaker complained because the tape was Scotch, a politically incorrect word that meant cheap or stingy. While the tape didn't have the adhesion to satisfy the automaker, it was hardly a jeepojet. That's an unnecessary thing. It had many other uses, as we all know. So the tape was kept in production, and the name Scotch just stuck. I'm Carolyn Davidson, and you can have fun challenging your words you never heard vocabulary with my free app, Too Funny for Words.
If you're ready for a big change in your work, your career, your happiness, your life, it's time for the Million Dollar Mindset with Marla Tabaka. Monday afternoons at 2, 1 Central on TogiNet.com. Marla believes that with the right mindset, anything is possible. Join us as successful life coach Marla Tabaka inspires you and her clients to explore, discover, and live your dreams by developing what she calls the Million Dollar Mindset. Marla will inspire you to take action on your dreams and reveal secrets to success that will help you realize your own unique power. Tune into the Million Dollar Mindset for heartwarming stories with Marla Tabaka. Learn tips and tricks to building a successful business and unlock the secrets to creating a happier, more balanced life through abundant thinking and attraction Bauer. For more information on the Million Dollar Mindset, go to our website, MarlaTabaka.com. That's MarlaTabaka.com. It's the Million Dollar Mindset with Marla Tabaka. Monday afternoons at 2, 1 p.m. Central on TogiNet.com.
Welcome back to Brain Lady Speaks on the Lessons in Joyful Living Radio Network. By including the latest scientific research on the brain-personality connection, Julie Brain Lady Anderson provides her clients with the all-important why behind what people do and how they think. The information she shares will help those who hear to accelerate their success in life and business through the discovery of their natural gifts and maximizing their brain power. Here again is your host, Julie Anderson, with Brain Lady Speaks on the Lessons in Joyful Living Radio Network.
Welcome back. Welcome back. Okay, let's see how this next section goes. I apologize for that last segment. Had a little bit of difficulty there. I tell you, not really sure what's going on. But anyways, back to how to survive this time of year so that no one gets hurt. I was hitting on some plans. How can you make some plans ahead of time on how to deal with this time of year so that you do not get too stressed out, so that you avoid those heated situations? Because let's face it, if you are more stressed out and you're not taking care of yourself and you're not scheduling those care for you times, then your stress level is at a high just because of everything that you're doing and because you're not caring for yourself. And then that person with that difficulty, that difficult personality to deal with for you, shows up at your door for a meal or a gathering or at a work party or whatever that is. You know, it's going to make it that much more difficult for you to deal with it because you're overly stressed. So it's highly important that you keep your stress level down. And that means taking care of yourself, scheduling, as I said, those different things for you. And you may say, well, I don't have time to do, you know, to do the pedicure, to do the massage or do the spa day. I don't have time for that, Julie. That's not practical in my life. Well, then take time every day to just simply breathe. I've talked about before different ways to manage stress and different tips for, you know, having a more stress-free life. And sometimes it's just a matter of taking 5 or 10 minutes a couple times a day and breathing. A couple minutes to just relax, feel the stress leave your body, sit in a quiet spot. Get your favorite cup of hot tea, whatever that looks like for you. It doesn't have to be expensive. It doesn't have to cost any money. It doesn't have to take a lot of time. It just means doing little things to rejuvenate you. And if you don't schedule those in, you most likely won't do it. So when you're feeling those stresses build in you, stop and think, when was the last time I just took a breath? When was the last time that I just simply relaxed, so that I just, it took time for me to just think. So that's a really good tip. Even if you're not spending large amounts of money or time to go do something, just take a few minutes, few times a day, to just calm your brain and relax a little bit. And again, going back to what I said before, remember that it's not all about you. It's oftentimes just somebody else's opinion, somebody else's viewpoint, okay? Have a strategic plan in mind. And what I mean by that is when you know you're going to have people coming over and you know there's certain stressful moments that just always tend to happen at the get-togethers, plan how you're going to handle that. Where is going to be your neutral corner, so to speak? Where is going to be your safe place? Are you going to take a step outside? Are you going to, you know, have your significant other or your mate, you know, give them a secret sign, you know, that you're going to show them, hey, I need you to come rescue me. Kind of have a little bit of a plan going on. That alone is going to help to kind of relax your brain a little bit. That will help you to you know, just feel a little bit better about going into stressful situations, because it's like, okay, if I, you know, tug on my ear, that means come save me. You know, different things like that. It's oftentimes most of our stress comes from what we perceive is going to happen as opposed to what actually happens. So keep that in mind. If we have a plan, you may not ever have to carry it out, but if you have it, then it's there. Allow time for yourself to recover after all of the stresses as well. What's your after the party plan, or what's your after the stressful situation type of a plan? What can you do? And again, it can be taking half a day off and just spending it quietly in your house, you know, binge watching your favorite TV show, just something that you can look forward to. Keeping these little points in mind, and I know I kind of rushed through this last section here fairly quickly, but keeping these points in mind will really help you to manage to get through this time better. Know if you do suffer from depression, if you are one of those individuals that do not have a large sphere of influence, you don't get to interact with a lot of people quite often. If that is a situation for you, then have a plan. Where can you volunteer your activities? Where can you put yourself so that you will be with everyone else, or we will be with other people, with other support systems? What can you do? Have a plan so that you don't allow yourself to be isolated during times. Don't do things that might add to your depression. If you are in a situation where, think about, are you in a dark climate? This is something that a lot of people don't think about. There is a very real condition called seasonal affectiveness disorder. And it is individuals who, if you are not exposed to enough sunlight, you can get depressed. And of course, that goes hand in hand with the time of year that all of these types of activities take place. Could that be adding to your situation? Could that be adding to the way you're feeling and the depressions or the negative emotions that you might be feeling? Think about that. Really try to identify what might be leading to the stresses or what might be leading to depression if you are experiencing that during this time of year, because that's something that is very real and is very, there are a lot of easy steps. They're not always simple, but there are a lot of simple steps that you can take. If maybe you need to spend more time in the sun, maybe you need to get a sunlight lamp, try to identify the source of the stress and the source of the depression. If it is based on missing members of the family or a stressed relationship, then, you know, address those emotions effectively. Don't just ignore them and allow them to send you into a serious depression that could cause problems in the future. Okay, so that's my two bits for today. That's the information that I really wanted to share with you in a nutshell on how to get through this time of year, because it can be very stressful for a lot of individuals. It can really cause a lot of issues and a lot of problems. So remember, take into consideration their brain personality connection. Maybe it's just completely opposite than you, and it's not that they're trying to offend you. It's not that they're trying to annoy you. It just simply is the way that their brain is. It's just not the same as yours. And if they are trying to annoy you, who cares? Again, it's just their opinion. Doesn't mean you're wrong. Doesn't mean that you're a bad person, or they're even trying to say you're a bad person. It's just their opinion. Doesn't always have to affect how you value or look at yourself. Schedule time for yourself. Make sure that you take stress breaks throughout this time to do some taking care of you, which is very important. Do things that are going to replenish your brain. Have a plan how you're going to handle things. Those are some great tips on what to do during this, as we go into this high stress time of year. All righty. Okay. That wraps it up for the Brain Personality, or for the Brain Lady Speaks radio show for today. I do want to talk about a couple of things. I want to remind everybody that we have the Brain Lady Speaks phone app. very exciting about that. It's actually Your Best Mind. So it's my company's label. And if you have, you go into your Play Store or into your iTunes Store, whatever it is, and get the Your Best Mind, all one word, Your Best Mind app. It's a lot of fun. It's got a couple of quick little things in there, little assessments that you can take. We're going to have a lot of Positive Thought Monday quotes that are going to be going out, going to be sending out to people. So download that app. It's going to be a lot of fun. That's available right now in any of those areas. If you have ideas, thoughts, input on the show, then please email me at info@yourbestmindonline.com, yourbestmindonline.com. Connect with me there. Stay connected because I'm oftentimes offering complimentary giveaways. Sometimes I reach out there and I offer complimentary consultations just to help people get in touch with their brain personality connection and see what we can do to help them live a healthier, happier life based on taking in that information. So reach out. If you have ideas of someone you want me to see on the show, connect me with them. You can also connect with me on all of the social media outlets. I am Purple Brain Lady. My fan page is Purple Brain Lady on Facebook. It is Brain Lady on LinkedIn. It is at Brain Lady on Twitter. It is Brain Lady. I think it's Brain Lady Julie maybe, or Brain Lady on Instagram. So I'm out there all over the place. And of course, you can find links to all of those social media outlets on the yourbestmindonline.com website. So looking forward to connecting with you and sharing more great information on this, getting your input, getting your feedback, getting your ideas for future shows. Neuroscience is amazing. There's constantly information coming out. So lots of stuff that I'd love to discuss. With that, I want everyone to have an amazing week. Thanks for hanging with me during this show today. It was a little rough there for a few moments, but I think we got it back under control. And I want everyone to just enjoy the amazing weather, the amazing time of year, and the fall, a time of new things, all right? Time of a lot of fun and a lot of beauty. Join me next week on the Brain Lady Speaks radio show. And until then, have an amazing week.
For tuning in to this episode of Brain Lady Speaks with Julie Anderson. Julie Brain Lady Anderson is considered to be one of the nation's top experts on the brain-personality connection. She has been inspiring her audiences to fire up their brains and ignite